So the other day, I put out a video on my channel where, I questioned some atheists in regards to their belief in atheism or that the claim that there is no God, there is no creator. And I asked them, well, what is the evidence that you have or what reasons you have to deny that there is a creator? And in response to this, well, they had nothing much to say. And this is something very common. I mean, I've spoken to many atheists over the years and I've asked them this very question. And when it comes to, their reasons for believing that there is no God, there is no creator, there isn't any. There are no underlying, real, substantial, solid reasons for this. So I wanted to do a quick video and share a little diagram, which I feel will really clarify what's going on here, right? Now, without further ado, I want you to pay attention to this diagram. And imagine for a second, the outer square contains all of the knowledge that exists, everything that there is to know. It is contained within this square in existence. The inner square represents more specifically the material physical world, and the outer sphere represents what's beyond it, right? But both the squares contain the totality of knowledge that exists. Now, any atheist, the most intelligent of atheists, how much would you say they know? How much would they claim that they know of all the knowledge that is out there? Now, you can argue maybe, hypothetically speaking, this much, right? That's what they know. That's how much knowledge they have. The most intelligent of these atheists. Okay, say you may want to say a little bit more, a little bit less, whatever the case is. Now, if that's all they know, and there's all of this still out there to be known, then how can they make that positive claim that there is no God for a surety? How could they say this? It's very possible that they may learn something or may acquire some knowledge which leads them to the conclusion that there indeed is a creator. So at best, they are really just agnostic. There is no such thing as an atheist. Or let's be more specific, there is no such thing as a rational atheist. You can say that there are emotional atheists, but from a rational perspective, the best they can say is, well, we don't know. They can be agnostic. And here's what's really interesting. How many times have you spoken to atheists and you've asked them, well, okay, you say that there is no God, there is no creator. Have you actually looked at Revelation, which we claim is from God? Have you actually studied it? Have you actually, no, forget all of the knowledge that's out there. Go to this specific knowledge, which is called revelation, in particular the Quran. Have you read the Quran?
I don't know if you, did you get a chance to read the Quran or look into Islam before coming to this debate?
Not a lot, I confess.
Okay.
Have you studied the Quran? Have you looked into the proofs for the Quran, the proofs that establish it's from God? Have you looked into these things? And in most cases, they'll say no. And in some cases, they say, well, maybe I've read a little or looked into it, but seldom have I come across an atheist, and I can't even remember the last time this happened, that the atheist turned around and said to me that, yes, I've read the Quran cover to cover. I can't remember the last time this happened. So then, how can they jump to the conclusion that there is no creator for a surety when they haven't even gone to a specific type of knowledge which directly links to the question of God and assessed it and evaluated it? Now, some of the atheists may turn around and say, well, hold on a second, the same applies to you. You as Muslims don't have the totality of knowledge. You haven't looked into everything. So then how can you claim that there is a creator, there is a God? Here's how I would answer it in a very, very simple way. You don't need to know everything. What we do is we go straight to the roots, the very things that link directly to the creator. Let's go straight to Revelation. We look at Revelation. We assess revelation. We look at the proofs of revelation, what revelation has to say about the creator. Is it in line with our nature? Does it make sense rationally, intuitively, etc.? We also have the fitrah, our innate nature, which is an instinct. It sort of speaks to every human being, and there's this innate knowing which tells us that there is a creator and that he deserves worship. So there's this innate beacon, an innate alarm, if you like, which helps us and directs us. Then obviously we also have what we refer to as the signs of God, which is the material world around us. How much time have the atheists spent in sitting there and just observing the things they learn about through science, pondering over them, how they came to be, why are they there? Science answers the how question, but it doesn't answer the why. How much time did they spend observing the why? And as Muslims, we are encouraged to spend time not only inquiring about the how, but also looking into the why, spending time pondering upon these things. I have a video on the signs of God, which I did a few weeks ago. Definitely check that out for more information on this. Next, we also have another part of the puzzle, which is guidance. Guidance which comes directly from God. We as Muslims believe that we have to be humble as human beings. It's not all about us. At the end of the day, although we have the fitrah, we have revelation, we have the signs of God, but at the end of the day, God guides whom he wills. So it's guidance that comes directly to the heart of man. So we focus, we don't need to know everything, but we focus on the main things we need to know. And these pieces of the puzzle come together in a very beautiful way, which lead to conviction that there is indeed a creator. So for the atheist, one of the things I'd like to say is, why not? Fine, forget, obviously you can't know about everything, no one can, right? But why not look at the things that directly link to the question of God? Why not look into the Quran, study the Quran, look at the proofs of revelation and see where that leads you. I leave you guys with this. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Until next time, take care.